Well, Gary White, let's first talk about Devonport meeting on Sunday, where you produced a winning double and a pretty good result.
Yeah, great piece at the stable. Everybody was chuffed. The horses presented well and raced accordingly.
Let's first talk about Brodie's Boy. Now, we all always know that he's a good money spinner. He always gives 100%. But he's never raced on a heavy track. He certainly handled it. Take us through the race from your perspective.
Yeah, well, look, Ronan was concerned that he mightn't get to the best part of the track, bearing in mind he drew barrier two. So, you know, obviously he had a couple of little plans up his sleeve, and he said that he'd probably cut the corner if need be and come back out, which is what we had to do. He was just about to go the outside, Pete, when Safe Command started its run around the field, and hence we couldn't get out to where we needed to be. And so he took his the other option and went inside and cut the corner like he planned. And, yeah, it worked out really well. And, you know, like Brodie's Boy is one of those horses. He's like a bit of an enigma. He just comes back prep after prep. And whilst he may not have won for a while, he's not always his own fault due to the circumstances or, you know, just the pilot error. You know, he's one of those horses that's always putting in feet.
You'll obviously just continue through this preparation, trying to find the right sort of race for him?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, yeah, he's... we all know he's no champion, but we like to have a stable full of him, but we'll just sort of go through our classes with him and pick, you know, the best options we can, and, you know, whatever you put him in, I'm sure he'll, you know, acquit himself well.
But the other winner, Tesla Coil, was a race-to-race double, Brodie's Boy the first one, then Tesla Coil followed up, and Ronan was aboard again. Tesla Coil is a horse with a future.
Well, she is, Pete. I mean, look, she's one of those horses that we thought last preparation we had something reasonably above average, and... you know, she's sort of Brendan wrote her and Stephen Maskell wrote her and said that, you know, she's like a young horse. She hasn't quite clicked at what's got to go on. And Brendan suggested last night when he wrote her at Nonsense that she was a bit fresh in the gate, sort of a little bunny hop. So I thought, well, I'll put the blinkers on to make her concentrate on what's in front of her and also the barrier blanket. And, you know, she flew the gates and I asked Ronan to try over and just in the first three pairs, which he did. And in the straight, she sort of got a little bit wayward, but Ronan seems to think, I'm watching it again, it appears that, you know, obviously she was a bit sort of taken by the, you know, whip in the left hand, and it sort of got her by surprise. So it was like she was trying to look around the corner of the blinkers to see where it was coming from. So, you know, every time he stopped hitting her, she straightened up again. So Ronan was probably thinking it was more so, you know, the whip in the left hand, or she was probably shying away from it.
She did find the line well.
She did, Pete. Look, you know, she, as I said earlier, she showed above average ability when we first got her. And, we thought that she'd win one or two pretty quick, but yeah, she's just one of those horses that, you know, I guess we sort of took on her natural ability rather than the fact that she needed to be really educated and taught to flatten out and find the line. And it seems to be coming, as I said, coming the corner the other day, definitely yesterday. I mean, she was travelling so well. It was just a matter of how far until she started getting a little bit wayward after getting out of the crossing.
Well, the Gary White stable usually, you know, doesn't start all that, you know, brightly at the start of a season. And but this season, you've sort of jumped on it a bit, sort of jumped the gun and got a few wins up. We normally have to wait until the carnival time for the Gary White stable to produce multiple winners. The team you've got this season seems probably more diverse than you've had in recent years.
Yeah, it's you're right. I mean, we normally sort of peek around, or not peek, we sort of start coming to the front four about you know, late December, early January by our records, and we obviously you target better races if you can, but there's a few horses there that run some close seconds that I thought would have won, and you know, that could have been a few more on the board as with other trainers, but yeah, there's a few there that are showing a liking for a bit of softer track, and that's going to help us, or that did help us earlier. And I can feel those horses are running second and close thirds. Yeah, they'll be knocking on the door. And we, you know, as you know, Pete, I like to sort of target the better races for horses. And, you know, if you're not in them, all they can do is beat you. If you're not in, you can't win them. So but I thought, oh, well, we better try and get a few more on the board and try and encourage more clients to want to come and support the stable. So, and the only way you do that is by winning races.
All right, we'll talk about some of the feature races this coming Thursday night, the Newmarket, the three-year-old cup and the Alpha Bowl for two-year-olds, the three-year-old cup. You're sending away last season a really promising two-year-old that you took to South Australia, Gathering Gold. She's going to be first up in the three-year-old cup, and Glenn Boss is going to ride.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, Bossy's coming off, I think he's right, the big winner, and overseas.
Singapore?
The weekend, so which is great, and he's in form, G-Boss, so he won't give us a sore back, but we may have been a week or two probably short with her, but she trialled nicely on last Tuesday, and she's not far off the mark, but another couple of weeks would have really brought her, you know, to her peak for this run, but she's one of those horses that's just a competitor, and in the trial, she, you know, she was very competitive, and two horses that were in the trial that go quite well, you know, she sort of posited up behind them, and and I tried her without blinkers on, and I'm sure she's better with them on at the moment, so yeah, really pleased with her. As I say, would like to have had another couple of weeks just out of, you know, cherry ripe, but unfortunately because the Triple A and so forth and a couple of little things that went a miss, minor mishaps, it's, we had to sort of, you know, bring in a little bit later, so we're chasing our tail a little bit, but I'm sure she's going to acquit herself well.
Now, I haven't seen the acceptances before, but were you likely to try and get three crowns into the three-year-old cup as well?
Well, we're really hoping, Pete. I don't know if you noticed the times the other day, whilst it was a bit later in the day, Bovalon's race, but she's only gone, I think it's 100 for the second trial than the open three-year-old.
That's right.
And that was her being held up, and so it was a pretty, and then they come down the worst part of the track. So, you know, I thought that, it's a nice race for her, and I'm Ryan and Tina had a pretty good opinion of her, and he's ridden to nice little three odds as prep, so, you know, he's pretty happy, and I'm sure that, if you get to a place in the field, she'll go well for us.
Well, another three-year-old that you've got a lot of, you know, big reps on is Southlander, and how did he pull up after his last start second?
Oh, really well, Pete. Like, as you know, Bove Allen goes pretty quick, and often, as I've said before, Charlie Gogg and I was having this discussion the other day, we get sort of intimidated by the interstate horses a lot, but they don't go any quicker. They just, you know, not at that level, they just go quicker for longer. And like those two particular horses, on that day, we held their own in most places, and against the, you know, the listed horses down, but the heel race in Melbourne on Saturday at this stage, a 1,000-metre race, and Danny Nicholas will ride him.
Okay, mate. Well, listen, congratulations on your double at Sprayton, and all the best for Thursday night's assignments. Any others? Well, the Newmarket, of course, you've got Lucidly going around, and Lucidly's got a terrific record at Launceston, and if we get a little bit of rain, he comes right into calculations.
Well, Pete, I think he's the forgotten horse, and I'll guarantee your supporters now that if the track is worse than dead, that they're going to know he's in the race, mate. He's going to run a huge race. He's come back, again, a couple of weeks, freshen up, and again, he's one of those horses who's never carried any condition, and he looks sensational. The best he looks since I've ever had him, and I know when Mick fights at him, he looked like a coat hanger with a leg, so, you know, he's a tad bigger than that now, and he's a horse that's got a great action. He'll be ridden well by Ronan, and at some stage, I'm sure Colin will be calling him the winner.
All the best. Thanks for your time, Gary, and all the best on Thursday night.
Thanks, Pete. Cheers.